Hi, welcome to Authentic Conversation with Kim. Thank you so much for allowing Authentic Conversation with Kim to be a part of your day. You guys know it's a hybrid. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but you know chocolate is good. For just a brief moment, I was sitting here thinking about a conversation that I recently had. And the way I personally feel about it. And what I want to say first is that I don't perceive myself as being a feminist. And one can argue that I am just because I'm a woman, I'm a female, and, you know, want women's lib and all this other stuff or whatever. But I don't perceive myself as a feminist. I haven't taken up the mantle in my mind to fight for women to have equal pay or for women to be perceived as equal to men in jobs and in industries and so on and so forth. I just have not. Because, again, I don't perceive myself as being a feminist. What I will say is this. That, again, in my opinion and what I have personally experienced in my career and just in observing people, male and female alike, that men have a tendency, some, and I'm unfortunately have to say most men, do not respect women as much as they pacify them. They don't respect their opinion. They don't respect their thought, nor do they respect their work or their work ethic, their ability to give birth, to be mothers, and yet and still we are called to be these mighty warriors, if you will, these helpmeets. We're good for sex. We're good for cooking. We're good for cleaning. We're good for, again, a showpiece. We're good for you having something to look at. But when it comes to a thought, when it comes to a voice, then that is, in my opinion, what I've experienced is looked over and or silenced or ignored or and or pacified. I don't know if it's cultural. I don't know if it's historically based. I don't know if it's gender based. And then, you know, we have been devalued on so many levels. And you could say that some women have put it out there where reasonably so we have been devalued. Right, based on what we have women have done or what women have done or what they've done to portray themselves or whatever. And it's just really disheartening. Again, of course, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch, but we're not appreciated and or respected in most of our fields and genres. And it's sad that, you know, it continues to be this discussion. And again, you want to pacify us and promote, if you will, equality. And yet still it's not equal. It's not equal in strength. It's not equal in ability and contributions or whatever, you know, even in positions. Who can? And again, you make it seem or you promote, but deep down, it's not really what you feel or what you believe to be okay. And therefore, it becomes a problem. And some women have gone along to get along. And again, you know, a little bit of something is better than nothing. And then again, if you have a voice or if you want to share or if you have a different of opinion or a discussion, you're the problem because you vocalized it. And again, it's supposed to be done in a particular way, but how do you say anything if, again, it's never valued at, whether you say it in quiet or in writing or in silence or send a video or song or whatever, it doesn't matter, because you're not revered and you're not respected. And yet, and still in our society, what I perceive is that society has made us all equal as far as what we sow and what we put in and how we show up. That has to be equal. And yet, and still, the respect, the voice is not. I just find that very intriguing. And it's something, in my opinion, that has to be dealt with. And yet, and still, I'm not a feminist, so I'm not fighting, I'm not arguing, you know. It is what it is. And again, even with the body of Christ, it's interesting, because even biblically, when I think about it, it is man driven, right? The Bible is man driven. And so even Paul talks about a woman's position in church and what she should be doing, which has been an argument or a discussion over eons. And so really trying to understand where women place as being believers and being like Christ and being added to and being grafted in and being accepted as, you know, an apostle or a disciple or a leader, evangelist, prophetic, teacher, whatever it is that those positions promote biblically, that seem to be man-driven, and yet and still women have strongly been, if you look at the church, been a promoter, been a supporter, been the engager, been the presence in the body. And so I just, you know, wanted to stop real briefly and share that thought. But I'm not a feminist. Imagine my face.